More people wake up to breakfast.
Weekdays from 6 on ABC Radio Adelaide.
The future of Martindale Hall in the Clare Valley is in doubt, with the state government proposing a change that could place the building in private hands. Environment Minister David Speirs is in charge of that decision. Minister, what's the latest on this?
Well, the previous government drafted some legislation that would free up some of the trust aspects that currently govern Martindale Hall, that would allow potentially a charitable operator, an NGO or private activity on there. That was back in 2017. After very significant lobbying from the local council, the regional development authority, local business, tourism operators up there, we have decided to move ahead and try and get that legislation through Parliament. There's a very tight trust over it, which doesn't allow any modernisation of that facility. So no public toilets, no disability access, no ability to do commercial activity up there. That's all actually illegal at the moment. We think this is a great building. We want to see it invested in, brought back to life. And so the state government's looking for a partner to do that. Could be a not-for-profit, could be a private operator. But we're really responding to what the community in the Clare Valley, obviously not everyone, but people have different ideas, but what many of the tourism operators and the local council up there are after with trying to get investment and activity around that hall, which is a fantastic building but is nowhere near reaching its potential with only tiny visitation compared to what it could have.
Okay, well, let's go to Darren Peacock, who is the CEO of the National Trust. Darren Peacock, you heard there that it's not many people are going along to see this beautiful building. Why not open it up so more and more people can enjoy her?
For it to be seen by a lot more people. In fact, the National Trust put forward a proposal 5 years ago to create what we think would be a major attraction for the region, modelled on Sovereign Hill in Victoria and some of the National Trust properties in the UK. So we're very frustrated because the government keeps hiding behind some legal advice, which they won't share, which says they can't accept our proposal. So it's crazy. It should be happening, and we've been waiting 5 years for something to happen.
Well, Environment Minister David Speirs, what's wrong with the National Trust's proposal?
Well, Ali, it's illegal. It's fundamentally and spectacularly illegal, unfortunately, under the trust that was put in place. So we want to actually remove that very old-fashioned trust to allow a proposal like the National Trust, but also give other people the opportunity to put ideas forward. Darren says he's frustrated, so am I, but I'm frustrated with a whole range of things with regard to Martindale Hall, and one is that we can't have disability toilets, we can't put ramps in there, we can't do anything to create a really vibrant destination. And Darren Peacock and the National Trust proposal is actually not allowed under the terms of this Act. I've got Crown Law advice to say that, and I can't go against this. And we're in a sort of circular argument here. If we remove that trust, Darren's proposal will be able to be considered, as will any others that appear. But we can't move forward with anything as things currently stand because of the terms of this old-fashioned trust.
Okay, well, Darren Peacock, it sounds like you'd be able to put forward your proposal against an open market.
Well, I think what the minister's doing here is not really sharing the full intent of his legislation. He's put an act before Parliament that would not only extinguish the charitable trust, but also abolish the conservation park for Martindale Hall. It's absolutely unprecedented that the Parliament would legislate to abolish a conservation park and to extinguish a charitable trust. So the arguments here from the minister are based on Crown Law advice, which he won't share, which we actually dispute. We don't believe that it's the case that the National Trust bid could not proceed.
All right. Well, David Speirs, why don't you just put out the legal advice so everybody can see?
Ali, I will. And I've told Darren this many times over. I've sat down with him. I've spoken to him. Darren Peacock and the National Trust, with their fake fight to save Martindale Hall, are actually putting its future in jeopardy. We want to give that place a a future. If it's private investment, that's a great thing. If it's the national trusts are able to get a proposal over the line, that's a great thing. But what Darren has not responded to there is how his proposal will be able to meet the terms of the trust. It can't and it won't. And the National Trust are creating this campaign to save Martindale Hall. Martindale Hall does need to be saved. And the only way to save it is to give it a viable future as an anchor point for tourism in the Clare Valley. That's what the council want. That's what the local business and tourism operators want. And that's what we're trying to enable. Look, I'm not going to die in a ditch for this. I'd like to give Martindale Hall a viable, vibrant future. And the advice that I've got from Crown Law, and that's what I have to go on as a minister, is that this is the only way to do it. If we don't move in it, that beautiful old building will slip into genteel decline and probably end up in a very sad condition.
David Spears, though, if this goes through, does that mean that you and the government will have the sole control over who gets to actually win this tender? And from the sounds of it, you are just as happy for it to be in private hands as you are for the National Trust to have it.
Well, I think I'd like to see an investor, whether that's a private investor or a not-for-profit investor, and we would our legislation won't see it sold. It would probably end up in a long-term lease. We would guarantee ongoing public access. So we'd put that as at the very heart of the legislation. We'd make sure that people could continue to visit it. It wouldn't be sold off for private housing or accommodation or anything like that. It would have to be a linchpin tourism attraction. Okay. So the government will go through a competitive tender process if this legislation is passed, and we'll look for partners to do that. Okay. One thing I know is the National Trust won't be a partner unless this legislation can get through.
All right, hold there if you can, Environment Minister David Spears, because Susan Close has called in, Shadow Minister for the Environment. Will the opposition support or oppose this legislation, Susan Close?
We're opposing the legislation at this stage. In fact, I understand that I'm delighted the Minister's going to release the Crown Law advice, because I understand that that has been a big problem, that no one's been able to see the basis of this advice, so that's terrific. But the big problem next to that in the legislation is that the Minister holds all the power to make policies. So we don't actually know what kind of public access, what kind of restoration, what kind of respect for the charitable trust intent is going to sit there. It's just the Minister will create policies. So it's really giving up a lot of certainty, and we want to see a much better go at protecting Martindale Hall. And we show a lot of respect for the National Trust. They have their hearts in the right place and they understand heritage. So if they're concerned, that I'm going to take that very seriously.
Minister Spears, do you want to respond?
Oh, I absolutely do, Ali, because we have simply taken Labour's legislation when Susan Close was a cabinet minister, so I'm glad she's had an epiphany around heritage protection. She was one of the cabinet authors of this legislation, and we've made one change. Labour wanted to sell this hall. We've said that certainly will not happen under our government. So Susan Close, this is hypocrisy written large, something that I am not surprised by whatsoever.